this morning the European Parliament's Petitions Committee will be voting on a report regarding the defective blocks, primarily in Donegal, but also in Mayo and Sligo and other areas of the state. And this followed the Parliament sending out a delegation of MEPs to Donegal at the end of last October, and I joined alongside with them, and we engaged with many different stakeholders, people who are directly impacted, you know, Mica Action Group, Donegal County Council, people with scientific knowledge around this area. And the report has now come back to the Parliament's Petitions Committee, whose primary focus is to uphold the rights of EU citizens when their own national governments are maybe not enforcing and implementing EU directives and EU law. So the report will be voted on later on this morning. It has elements to it like, you know, recommend the need for accountability for people who are responsible for this situation, the lack of oversight that the both local and national government in Ireland had in regards to the defective blocks being available within the market. And it all talks about the grant scheme. Now, myself and Pádraig McLoughlin, our TD in Donegal, drafted some amendments to this. And what we want to see is very much within the report is that there needs to be a 100% redress scheme. We need to see that the homeowners who've been affected by this scandal and who've been let down by the government are treated fairly and that their concerns are listened to. And I'm determined that we should be seen to be standing up at a European level in this regards. So we do need to see a genuine 100% redress scheme because we need to ensure that those who are affected, those who are primarily who suffered massive distress in regards to this scandal are the first people that we ensure that their rights and entitlements are followed through, and that can only be done with a 100% redress scheme.